This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more details, see jodcast.net.
Today we have Dr. Ian Stevens from University of Birmingham. He's going to tell us the story about detecting exoplanets at radio wavelength. And thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So can you tell us, what are exoplanets?
Okay, exoplanets, or sometimes they're called extrasolar planets, are simply planets that orbit around other stars. In our own solar system, we have, well, 8 or 9 planets, which orbit around our sun, such as the Earth, Mars, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, and so on. But we are now discovering planets which orbit stars other than our sun. And those are called extrasolar planets, and they have a remarkable range of properties. Some are much more massive than Jupiter. Others have periods of just a few days. And some of them have these hugely eccentric orbits, which means they look almost like comets in terms of sort of plunging in towards their host star.
How do we detect these exoplanets, and how many of them have been detected so far?
The subject really only started in 1995. So first of all, it's a very young subject. And there are over 300 known extrasolar planets, I believe 342 to be precise, as of today. Now, how can we find them? They're quite difficult to see. We don't see them directly. They're rather faint objects in the vicinity of a very bright star. You can't just sort of point your telescope at them and sort of see a planet. The way we detect extrasolar planets is to look for their effect on their host star. Well, that's the main way we see them. So just as the Jupiter goes around the Sun also, in some sense, goes around Jupiter. But the motion of the Sun caused by the presence of Jupiter is very small, but it is detectable. And we use this wobble of the star to detect the presence of an extrasolar planet. And so by monitoring the velocity of a star, we can see it move back and forth in a very small way, just a few meters a second. But that small motion gives us a sort of evidence of the presence of a planet. So that's one way we detect extrasolar planets. Another way is what's called the transit method. And in the transit method, the planet passes in front of the star and causes the light from the star to diminish by maybe 1%. Now, you may remember a few years ago, Venus passed in front of the Sun. We saw the Venus transit. And over the course of an hour or so, Venus passed across the surface of the Sun and caused a very slight diminution in the light from the Sun. Now, we can do exactly the same thing for looking at distant stars. And a very small fraction of those distant stars have a planet that passes in front of the star and causing this very small diminution in light, which we can pick, which we can detect with sort of sensitive telescopes. So at the moment, those are the two main ways that we can detect extrasolar planets.
And you're going to tell us today about how to detect them in radio wavelength and why these planets give off radio emission and which planets in our solar system give off radio emission.
Okay, right. So let's start from what we know and then sort of move on to what we don't know. Using radio telescopes, we can detect a number of the planets in our own solar system. And so, for instance, Jupiter, which is the biggest planet, is a bright radio source. And you can detect Jupiter with some very simple equipment, almost a simple sort of radio receiver and a wire as an aerial. You can pick up the presence of Jupiter. So planets in our own solar system are strong radio emitters, in particular Jupiter. And so the expectation is that planets around other stars should also be strong radio emitters. Now, the problem is, instead of being just a few astronomical units away like Jupiter, they're many parsecs. They're many thousands or indeed millions of times further away and are so consequently so much more fainter. So we need sort of very sensitive radio telescopes to undertake the search. And we also need some sort of special circumstances. For instance, Jupiter, as I say, is a bright radio source. But if Jupiter was orbiting not where it is now, but in a period of, say, 1 year where the Earth is, it would be a much, much brighter radio source. And of course, if Jupiter was not orbiting where Jupiter is, but was orbiting where Mercury is, it would be a hugely bright radio source. It'd be embedded in the wind from the Sun, which sort of generates the radio or helps to generate the radio emission. So what we're doing is looking for or searching for radio emission from distant extrasolar planets orbiting other stars. And at the moment, we don't have any detections, but it's a new sort of frontier, and we hope to have some detections in the near future.
So are there any instruments that are being built that can help you in these detections?
I'm glad you asked that question. To detect radio radio exoplanets, we need to work at low-frequency radio emission. And this is low-frequency corresponds to a long wavelength. And so we're dealing with wavelengths or frequencies of 40 megahertz, which corresponds to sort of wavelength of meters or so. Now, these sort of long or low-frequency radio waves are quite difficult, or it's quite difficult to build sensitive radio telescopes, and you suffer a lot from radio frequency interference. So a lot of the current generation of radio telescopes really are not designed to look for this low-frequency emission. However, on the horizon, or on the very near horizon, is a radio telescope called LOFAR, the low-frequency array. Now, this is predominantly a Dutch instrument, funded by the Dutch government, and with antennas spread over really all of Holland, and it's a very interesting instrument. But there are also additional antennas as part of LOFAR spread around Europe. So the expectation is that there'll be a LOFAR antenna in the UK. There will be LOFAR antennas in France, Poland, the Ukraine, Sweden, and I think Denmark. So LOFAR ultimately will be an instrument that covers a very large part of sort of Western Europe, and will have sort of a baseline between the most distant antennas of thousands of kilometers. And so that gives it a tremendous power to do a lot of interesting science on a whole range of issues, including extrasolar planets.
So why are you so keen on detecting radio waves from exoplanets? What is so very interesting about them?
It's a new window on extrasolar planets. Sort of mentioned earlier that we can detect planets via the Doppler wobble or the transit method. With radio waves, we have sort of just a new window and sort of a new way of detecting planets, but we also have a way of doing new science on extrasolar planets. For instance, Jupiter, if you're monitoring it at radio wavelengths, you can detect the rotation of the planet. And you can also detect the presence of moons in the radio signal. And we hope to be able to do the same thing for extrasolar planets. And now, detecting how fast an extrasolar planet rotates is part of understanding how they formed and how they have evolved. Detecting with radio waves, we can also have some clue as to what they're made of, whether they have sort of this big iron core, which will have meaning it has a very strong magnetic field, or whether it doesn't have a big iron core. So it gives us a new window for studying extrasolar planets and just new information that we can't get any other way.
So when do you expect to first detect radio waves from an exoplanet?
Well, LOFAR, or the LOFAR instrument, is being built at the moment, and it's some early data has been taken, but the LOFAR instrument needs to be sort of built up, and extra antennas are being sort of put in all the time. So we expect, maybe ambitiously, sometime either later this year or probably more likely next year, the instrument is in a much more complete state to have the capabilities to detect extrasolar planets. Now, next year, maybe that's optimistic, but in the next 3 or 4 years, I'm fairly certain that a detection will be made. So it's sort of very much a timely subject.
Stars also emit in radio wavelength. How can you distinguish between the wavelength from stars and from exoplanets?
Okay, that's a challenge. And because this low-frequency domain is so unexplored, we don't really know very well how stars behave at low-frequency wavelengths. Now, we have some ideas. We expect the radio emission from extrasolar planets to be highly polarized, to have a certain special characteristics, which are different from the radio emission from stars. So looking at how polarized radio emission will give us a clue. We also expect radio emission from planets to vary in certain ways as they orbit their host star. So that again gives us another handle or another means of discriminating between radio emission from planets and stars. Now, that's all speculation, and the proof in the pudding will only come when we've got the data to work with. And then the sort of, the debate will really begin when we know the characteristics of the radio emission we're looking at. And we're hopeful, but we're not sure that we can do that.
Do you secretly hope to find radio emission from alien intelligence, if there is any?
So this is the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Who knows? I mean, we may sort of pick up the, you know, the equivalent of Radio 1 from this extrasolar planet. Personally, I'm not that optimistic that we can use radio waves to detect extraterrestrial intelligence. I mean, I think the if we look at the Earth was had no radio emission 100 years ago, or almost no radio emission 100 years ago. And maybe in 100 years' time, you know, the technology will be completely different, and we won't be sort of blasting out radio waves to the nearby universe. So there may be a sort of very small window where civilizations are radio bright, if you like. And I think the chances of such a civilization being near to us where we can detect it are very small. It's an interesting area, and there's lots of interesting new developments. There's something called the Allen Telescope Array in the US, which is designed to do just this. And so good luck to them. It's one of those probably very low probability of a detection, but if you get a detection, it's hugely significant. So it's worth doing. But I'm skeptical that it will work.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
My pleasure.